T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Wow, big doings in the village of Williamsville. It's funny because the guy who quit, who accused Deborah Rogers, the mayor, of creating a toxic environment, he was actually one of the three board members who voted against the vaccine mandate. Williamsville went on record as being opposed to any vaccine mandate, and he sided with the mayor. And then a couple of weeks later, he resigns and calls it toxic. Call me befuddled, and you'll call me nothing I haven't been called before. But anyway, what we're talking about right now, and yeah, we went to John Garcia's inauguration, his swearing in as sheriff with the mayor last Thursday, and ran into a lot of old friends and new friends as well. Anyway, hey, talking about the whole wind turbine issue, and I got to tell you guys, I haven't talked about this, must be 15 years now, when we were focused, I think, on Java, North Java. But long story short, the state and the usual suspects want wind turbines planted into Lake Erie. Now, let's see, if I understand correctly, Sean Ryan and Brian Higgins claimed to be unaware of this proposal that has been made. There is a Facebook group, which you can access by going to Bowerly on WBEN and following the Citizens Against Wind Turbines on Lake Erie Facebook page. But Jim Hanley is with us. He's a charter captain and he's got a great interest in the lakes, also a diver. He does not want to see these 50 wind turbines put into Lake Erie. And the line, the Maginot Line of wind turbines, would go from Hamburg, Wanaka, down to Dunkirk. And they would be offshore, no further, of course, than the Canadian border. And we're talking about wind turbines that would be anywhere from 750 feet tall to 1,000 feet tall. And apparently, Jim, what can you tell us about NYSERDA?
That is not my expertise. I know it's part of, I believe they're part of the Power Authority as well. And they are the governing group. I forget who called in and said there's a dozen of them, and they have some financial interests involved too. But I'm not the expert on that one, so maybe one of our group can call in and voice the info on that one.
All right, fair enough. Jim Hanley is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go back to the calls. People have been on hold for a while. Here's Mike in Brandt. Mike, you're on with Jim Hanley.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Tom, Jim. You know, I'd like to talk about, you know, the whole charade associated with this having to do with the financials. As Rich had called in earlier, he's a member of our group against, you know, wind turbines in Lake Erie. But to build on what Richard said, currently the New York State Independent System Operator dispatches units based upon you know, their cost that the various suppliers bid into the system. And currently that rate in Western New York is about $20 a megawatt hour. That's the production cost. Based upon the numbers provided by the U.S. Department of Energy, the levelized cost of offshore wind generation is $120 a megawatt hour. So, that being said, utilities, National Grid, New York State Electric and Gas, Con Ed, all the utilities and so on, are going to be forced to buy the power at a rate of 6 times what the current rate of production rate is, of $20 a megawatt hour. Someone's going to have to pick up that cost. We all know who it's going to be. It's going to be the ratepayers in New York and the taxpayers, because this is going to be further subsidized by the state to minimize the impact it's going to have on electric rates. But somebody's got to pay for that. And the other area that I wanted to build on what Rich was talking about is the state has a plan, part of the proposed New York State Clean Energy Standard, to site 9,000 megawatts of offshore wind in New York. Based upon the numbers that Rich said, roughly $6,000 a kilowatt of capacity for the development of that, to develop 9,000 megawatts would cost New York State, the ratepayers and taxpayers, $54 billion. I don't know where they're going to hide $54 billion in any budget, but it's going to have a major, major impact on all of us, not only the individual, you know, electric users, but the industries. Any, you know, capital-intensive or energy-intensive industry in New York State is going to leave that, which will further reduce our economic viability.
All right, Jim, I know that you, this isn't your end of the fight, but if Mike's numbers are correct, wouldn't this plan have been dead on arrival? Would we not even be discussing it today?
It should be dead on arrival, and Mike is an expert at what he's talking about. He's got a background that's just absolutely incredible, and everything he's saying is absolutely true.
So, Mike, tell us, I mean, who plans to gain? Who stands to make the money off this? I asked that question before. I just want to see what you have to say.
You just have to follow the money.
Where to?
You know, it's ironic the U.S. government, through the Department of Energy, comes up with these numbers, and they publish them annually, and that through the Energy Information Agency. And they don't even, and then they come out and they say, well, we're going to come up with incentives, right, to incentivize the development of these technologies. And that, so you've got one arm of the government saying, these things are losers. They're never going to be socially, economically feasible. And then you have the other end of the government with their subsidies. Now, those subsidies are real attractive to these developers.
Well, you talk about subsidies. Let me just give you an example. I'm going to use round numbers here. I know somebody. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but he has been incentivized by the government to add charging stations for electric cars to his place of business. Bottom line is, this individual walks away with about $9,000 in his pocket that we are paying, so he can have the chargers for which he's being subsidized by taxpayers. And he has, I think they're putting in 2 to 4 chargers at his location. He's going to be making a mint. Now, I mean, not county health commissioner money, but not bad either.
That's a good example. I mean, a real world example of what we're dealing with. A few people are going to make a lot of money, and the people are going to be left holding the bag, the financial bag, are the citizens of New York State and the ratepayers of New York State. And there are options. There are options. We have the benefit here in New York State of a tremendous amount of hydro potential. All right, we've got Niagara Falls. We've got all kinds. We've got 7,000 dams that aren't developed in New York State that water's flowing over that could generate power with no negative impact on, like, the folks in Forestville and so on that have to put up with these wind turbines. The other thing that I'm concerned about with wind turbines is you install them. They only produce power 26% of the time. That means 74% of the time they're not producing any power, because the wind doesn't blow 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And on top of that, these wind turbines degrade at a rate of 4.5% a year. So by the time they get these things built, say it takes a decade, just for even numbers, right? And that in 10 years, the capacity of the first turbines that were built is going to be degraded by 45%. Well, now we got to upgrade them. So here we go again. You know, write another check to the developers.
Yeah, and as was pointed out earlier, those old blades are going to have to go somewhere, and they're buried in a landfill.
Yep, and as Jim mentioned earlier, as those blades degrade, they shed the fiberglass-based material that forms the blades. That sheds into the lake, right? That'll bypass every one of our filtration plants, and we'll all be ingesting it, and the fish and so on will be ingesting it in the lake. You know,
Mike, none of this seems to make any sense. I mean, I'm sorry, but everything we've heard today, none of this makes any sense as far as putting the wind turbines in Lake Erie.
No, it's our drinking water. It's our lifeblood. We cannot tolerate it. The people in Western New York and all of New York got to wake up to the fact that this is a major loser.
All right, Mike, thanks very much. I appreciate the call. Jim Hanley with Citizens Against Turbines in Lake Erie. Any comments in furtherance of what he had to say?
No, but you know what Mike says is gospel. He's been at his business for a lifetime. He and I did a show with Bill Hiltz last year, and I was just blown away. When I hear him spout the facts, it's just absolutely amazing.
It is almost 3:20 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I want to share with you an email. We owned a cottage on the north shore of Lake Erie in Lowbanks, Ontario. Several years ago, the Lowbanks wind farm was built. We had a turbine about a half mile away. When the wind was in a certain direction, we had to listen to the blades whirring all day and night. Several years later, the turbines were installed from Lake Erie across the peninsula to almost Lake Ontario. Our hydro bill never reflected a single benefit from the turbines that surrounded us. Illness is also suspect with installation of turbines. Our home was built in 1952, was a family cottage until 2019. Thank God the sunset photos we covet are all we have left. After the turbines from Lowbanks, Ontario to Port Dover, the sunsets were never the same. Yes, blinking lights at night also. The Niagara Peninsula is dotted with hundreds of turbines. The life expectancy of turbines, well, she gives it here, is about 25 years. And at the end of 25 years, they are probably abandoned. Don't forget the vibration going through the ground. In an effect, imagine the way water conducts sound. I think we'll all hear the phantom sounds emitting from Lake Erie, the annual flyaway for migrating birds. I must say, close attention was paid to that because our house was on the fringe of the flyway, and we watched in the spring and fall the migration of many species of fowl. Monarch butterflies also qualified for that migration pattern. One other concern, what is the altitude flight pattern of the descending for landing at Buffalo Niagara International? You stated turbines will be 1,000 feet high. Also, how could this affect shipping in Lake Erie? Well, we talked about that before. I mean, I just kind of said offhand, 1,000 feet, that's almost an aviation hazard for general aviation craft.
Yep.
I mean, that's a little bit funky. But as far as the vibrations on the lake floor, do you have any data on that, Jim?
We don't. Like I said, Tom, it's unprecedented, and so we don't know what kind of effect it'll have on it. Will it change fish migrations? Will it change currents, patterns, having objects in the water like that? They definitely will attract fish because fish are just drawn to anything that's, different in the water. But us not being able to utilize it, that's not going to help us at all. And the fact that the guy just lied right to my face and told us we'd be able to do that, that's not true.
When you'd be chased away immediately by government people.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here's Jeff in Alden. You are on with Jim Hanley. Lake turbines in Lake Erie, yes or no?
Great show, guys. Thanks for doing this. And Jim, thanks for all you've done over the years for being an ambassador for Western New York Fishing. I want to get back to the environmental stuff. In my business, I know that any design, construction of anything in the navigable waters of the U.S. requires a joint New York State DEC and U.S. Corps of Engineers permit. Jim, do you know, either one of those parties weighed in on this?
No, not that I know of. You know, there's only we've been the voice crying in the wilderness, as they call us, a small but vocal group from the town of Evans. So no, there has not been.
Well, that expression "small but vocal group" has been, you know, has been used more than once to relegate people into alleged obscurity.
Yes, absolutely.
And then they find out you're not so small.
Go away, quick.
But you are vocal.
Because to build a break wall, to build a marina, to put in a water intake, that's all part of the routine permit process. And both those agencies weigh in and review and comment and approve or reject. And it just seems very odd to me that I guess you motivated me to go do some research and figure out.
Well, Jeff, while you're doing that research, and maybe you know this offhand, how about the International Joint Commission?
I think they have to weigh in, too, if it's near the Canadian border.
Yeah, I would think that this would be I would think the permitting and the okaying process would have a number of layers of bureaucracy through which to go, which were actually designed to some extent to keep things like this from happening.
Exactly. Make sure they get the environmental review, that's the due diligence gets done.
Very, very interesting. Jeff, once you do your research, drop me an email, tom@wben.com.
I will do that. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Pasquale, I should take another call before we break. All right, let's go to Sharon in Angola. You are on with Jim Handley. Should wind turbines be put in Lake Erie?
Hi, Tom.
Heidi.
Thank you so much for doing this show. There's not a day that goes by that we don't have to explain to somebody what the word offshore means. Everybody thinks it means on the ground. And people say, they can't do that. I don't know about it. So this is a great education for your vast audience. I just want to add a couple of things that Jim mentioned. The reason they want to put these in the lake is because there's no rent, no lease, no buy. If these are on land, they've got to take care of the farmers or whoever that owns the land. This way they can just plop them in there. The towns have jurisdiction over the first 1,500 feet of land or of lake. So these go beyond the 1,500 feet, but this side of the international border. So some of these can be out 2 miles, 3 miles, or 5 miles out in the lake. If you look at the weather screen at night on the TV, you can see where the international line is. So from there, you can kind of get an idea of where these turbines are going. We fought this 13 years ago when NYPA was going to put their GLOW project in. Maybe this is what you remember. And we can't do this every 10 years. We have to have a moratorium against these turbines in the lake. Some of us are just getting weary of this. There's just too many reasons why we can't. When they talk about changing the shoreline, if you pour these concrete pads, any physics students can tell you that the cause and effect of the current around these pads will change the shoreline. Anybody that lives on the lake right now should be furious. They're either going to gain land or lose completely what they have now. So that's about it, but thanks for the great show.
All right, Sharon, thank you very much. Jim Handley, what time frame are we looking at? If enough people hear this and they want to get on your side, they want to get on board and stop this, what kind of time frame are we up against?
Well, I would say, you know, there's no time like the present. We've been fighting it for 3 years, and we hear all kinds of, you know, little rumors. This is going to happen, that's going to happen. So we really don't know, because I'll sound like Sean Ryan and Brian Higgins. I know nothing about it. I don't know anything about it. Well, obviously, something knows about it, because if the Sierra Club is coming out to support it. And here's another thing. On Sean Ryan's campaign little, you know, things he sent out to everybody's house, he was promising renewable energy jobs. Now, other than solar panels, what is there? And then he pleads ignorant. It's so sad.
You know, if they want wind, they should go to Albany and Washington. Hold on, if you would. Jim Handley is with us. Citizens Against Wind Turbines and Lake Erie is the group. Should wind turbines be plopped down in Lake Erie? I would like to hear from you. So would Jim, yes or no? Is there anybody out there who favors these things? It is Bowerly for the Buffalo Dental.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But, Jim, you've got conservation groups on your side as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. All the Erie County Federation of Sportsmen, Southtown Walleye Club, all of the local conservation clubs are against it. I'm reminded from the commercial he had with Hochul on there, you know, she's going to push this because she wants to get reelected as governor, and or elected as governor, we should say. And she'll sacrifice Western New York for the greater good, because that power is going to go to New York City. It's not going to come here. We're not going to benefit at all from that. So it's just, I just wanted to throw that one out.
Well, the word unscrupulous comes to mind, but it always has when it came to her with me. She never fooled me for a minute. Jim Hanley is with us, H-A-N-L-E-Y, Jim Hanley from Citizens Against Turbines in Lake Erie. The Facebook page they have is Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie. And there is one of the posts on your site shows a bunch of snowmobiles with a wind turbine in the distance, and there's a big sign like they used to have at the border between East and West Germany. Warning, do not pass this point for your safety. Ice and other heavy objects can be thrown long distances from wind turbine towers at high velocity and can kill. They're basically advising people that these things are like catapults.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's okay. This is going to be a really stupid question, but how about hazards to commercial shipping and recreational boating?
Oh, I can imagine. You know, they'll probably tell you they're going to be lit up like crazy. You know, we had a death in the Buffalo Harbor a couple of years ago from somebody who hit the wall at night because they didn't see it. Do you think 50 of those up there, for as big as they are, aren't going to interfere with boating and, sailing? And, it's just a mess.
All right, here's an email. This is just another part of the leftist Green Deal plan. It does not matter to these people how much the taxpayers have to pay or any downside, just as long as they can continue with the renewable energy mantra. Cost-benefit analyses, not part of the conversation. Thoughts?
That's right. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Jim Hanley is with us, and one of the things he says is that if you put 50 windmills up, by the way, how far down into the lake will the concrete, I presume concrete, stanchions have to go? Because if you're going to put something that big up, don't you have to be anchored to bedrock?
I don't know. According to them, that the project, I sent you those pictures, and
yeah.
the base looks like kind of an upside-down funnel, and it's a big hunk of concrete. According to them, they lay it on the bottom, and it sucks itself to the bottom. Well, if it's sucking itself to the bottom, then that means it's pulling up everything that's on that bottom, and you're going to disturb centuries of pollution that are on the bottom of Lake Erie.
Let's get back to the calls. People on hold with things to say. Here is Stan in Buffalo. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bowerly. Jim?
Hi there.
Jim knows what he's talking about. He's been there for decades. I know him personally. And I go with his assessment of what's going on.
All right. So basically you're saying that if Jim Hanley says it, take it to the bank.
Absolutely.
Did you have a question or another comment, sir?
No, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You know, Jim, you got a really big fan club. I know that. I mean, you know, just saying. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Brian in Buffalo. Brian, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Hey, I'm saying hydropower. What is wrong with expanding the Niagara Power Project? I mean, these wind turbines, they don't work all the time. We look out the Niagara River. It's constantly flowing. The water never stops flowing. I've said this before. I've called into other shows. Why can't they come up with some kind of water turbine to put on the bridge abutments? There's all kinds of little waterfalls all over the place. I mean, hydropower is the answer. I mean, in this area. I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy not to take advantage of it.
All right. Jim, do you have any strong thoughts one way or the other on increasing hydropower?
Oh, I think that'd be the way to go. We've got a natural resource right there. And Mike, who called in earlier, the expert on that, he suggested that many times, along with the many, many streams we have. They can put, little turbines in there, and it's, you know, it doesn't affect, it doesn't ruin anything. It's not tearing up the bottom. I mean, it sounds like a good idea to me.
Well, would it be bad for the fish?
I don't think, you know, you might lose a few fish going through there. But they, you know what's pretty amazing is, all the charter captains we have some tagged fish that have been tagged in Lake Erie, and the charter captains catch them in the lower Niagara River. That means they survived the falls. So I would say they probably got a pretty good chance of living.
All right. Yeah, you go over the falls, you can survive anything. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Next up, we have Karen in Mayville. Karen, hello.
Yes. Hello. I just wanted to remind people that renewable is not the right word because, as everyone can see, these are made of steel, and we're talking 900 tons for a 600-foot turbine. If you're going higher than that, it's more than that. And if we know what steel is made of, it's made of iron and coal, and it's made at high temperatures, burning coal to make those. Those are just the stands that they're on, and then the blades being fiberglass and the bases being concrete, which is the second worst emitter of pollution of any manufacturing that is documented. They don't count the pre-arrival of these things. You may say, oh, there it is, but you have to take into account where it came from, what it's made of, and what it took to produce that and to mine it, and how much diesel fuel it took to actually manufacture it. These things are not mentioned.
Jim, you want to comment on that?
She's 100% right, and the part about the blades not being able to be recycled—that's huge. I mean, you're just dumping them in the ground. You can't even melt it down and turn it into a Prius or something.
A Prius, well done. By the way, somebody sent me a—I don't know if you've seen this memorandum, but it is a memorandum to the Erie County Legislature from the Department of Environment and Planning, and basically recommending that the legislature enter into an agreement with the Buffalo News doing business as Amplify Buffalo in an amount not to exceed $125,000 for the purpose of graphics, outreach, and marketing services to support climate action planning. I'm not sure exactly what to make of this other than it sounds as though perhaps certain news outlets may have a conflict of interest when it comes on reporting on wind turbines and other things that come from their political buddies.
Yeah. Well, I would say, if you know, there's a lot of people out there a lot smarter than I am and have a lot more information. Please join our group and post that on our website so other people know about it. If there's things that we don't know about, we haven't heard, or whatever, you know, it's all about the numbers. If more people in the area are crying out that they don't want these, it's not going to happen. I mean, they're not going to go against the citizens, or maybe they will. Hopefully they won't. But
Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie is the Facebook page. Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie. Or if it's easier for you, you can go to Bowerly on WBEN and check it out that way. We have Jim Hanley on with us. He's a charter captain, and he is with Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie, and he's with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. They want to put, now I keep on saying they want to put wind turbines in Lake Erie. Can we just go back again to who is they?
New York State, NYSERDA, Sierra Club, Sean Ryan, Brian Higgins, Crystal People Stokes. It's sad because they're, most of them are denying it, but they know what's going on.
Here is Brian in Hamilton, Ontario. You're on WBEN with Jim Hanley.
Hi, Mr. Jim. I'd like to ask a question. I was down on the north shore of Lake Erie fishing a few years ago, and then again this spring biking, and I noticed windmills, or wind turbines, I guess, off the coast, and I always assumed they were American. Are they, in fact, American, just off Buffalo?
There's a few here. I think there's 15 here. But there are a lot on the north shore of Lake Erie. And when they say you can't see them, they're inland. I think if you, what is it, the 401 you would take to Detroit? I believe that's it. Anyway, when you're going along there, there's literally hundreds of them along that area. When we're out in our boats, we can see those turbines, and they tell you can't. So they are giant ones. So they are definitely visible, even from, that's probably 20 miles, and we can see them.
Yeah, well, if I don't know if you've ever had a chance to recreate on the St. Mary's River, but St. Mary's River, as you are heading north toward Lake Superior, there's a giant wind farm. I'm not sure on whose property it is, on whose real estate, but there are a lot of wind turbines there. And, you know, talk about spoiling the view. It's a beautiful, almost pristine area, and then you've got this conglomeration of monstrosities.
Yes, absolutely. They're an eyesore for sure. Some people like them. They think that they're very soothing and whatnot, but sorry, I don't agree.
Judging from my email, people are in agreement with you. They're not. I haven't gotten one positive email yet on wind turbines and a community. They've all been negative. It's highly irregular. It's highly unusual. And we will get back to more questions for Jim Hanley coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, should wind turbines be plunked into Lake Erie? Jim Hanley says, you plunk those concrete things in there, it's going to stir up a whole bunch of pollution. The lake is in better shape than it has been in his lifetime. The fishing is good. The diving is excellent. It is a great recreational place. Not only that, it is from where we draw our drinking water. And you put up these wind turbines, the blades, or propellers, if you will, they shed their fiberglass and composite material into the water. They wear out, I've heard 10 years, I've heard 25 years, and then the blades aren't recyclable. You have to bury them in a landfill. And we're talking about 50 different wind turbines on Lake Erie. So tell me how 50 different turbine blades every few years having to go into a landfill somewhere is good for the environment. I'm sorry, but as you just take a basic cost-benefit analysis, this thing just does not make any sense. It smacks me of a project that is going to make a few people very, very rich, and the rest of us have to carry the bag.
Sounds like it, Tom. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Let's go to Marty in Kenmore on WBEN. Marty.
Yeah, hey, Tom. Jim, thank you very much for carrying the water on this, literally. But I'm just wondering if you knew of a group called the Conference of Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Governors and Premiers. And this is a group of high-ranking individuals from New York, Ohio, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Quebec, and several other states. And their primary goal is to protect the world's largest system of surface freshwater. And this is a group, and yes, they are the governors, so unfortunately our governor seems to have her head planted in the sand. But
that's putting it nicely. What was the name of this organization again?
It's called the Conference of Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Governors and Premiers. And it's the chief executives from all of these states. And there are several other, but the primary ones connected for New York State are New York, Ohio, Ontario, Pennsylvania.
Okay, now just time out for 1 minute. Jim, you've not heard of this group?
I have not, no, Tom.
Is it your wish then, sir, that the people who are against these wind turbines get in contact with this group and make their feelings known?
I think so. I have a phone number.
I don't give phone numbers on the air. I'm sorry.
Right. No, I'll stand by if you'd like to have somebody take it.
Yeah. Pasquale will take it off air and then give it to Jim off air. How's that?
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Put you on hold. Oops. I put him on hold. Is that going to screw things up? All right, Pasquale, if you can just do what you got to do, so I don't hang up on Jim Handley, because that would be an awful thing to do. Jim Handley is with us. Pasquale, can you press down on Jim's button again so I can get him on the air? Jim Handley's with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Jim, have you had any feedback from the Canadians on this? Because it is a shared lake border.
Not really, just individuals, but nobody, from their government or anything. But the individuals we've talked to are totally against it.
Jim, I hate to ask you about this, but you're the one with a lot of answers. Do you want to hang out with us till 4:30 and call it a day?
I would be honored, sir.
Oh, honored. Listen, it's getting kind of deep in here. Jim Handley is with us, commercial charter captain, and he's very much against the wind turbines in Lake Erie. We're going to keep him on because, obviously, you guys are interested in this. I'll continue talking about this and other stuff as the show moves along in the solo format, if you must. But, see, a lot of these ideas, you guys are super smart, and we have a lot of people who are experts in their field who listen to this show, who think of things that maybe I don't think of or Jim doesn't think of, but in the matrix of fighting something like this are important to know exist, because these people are tasked with, the other group, the guy just mentioned, tasked with preserving and protecting and defending the Great Lakes. Because this is not a new concept to your humble host, as you well know if you're a longtime listener to this show. I believe that the Great Lakes, and in our area, that's Lake Erie, it's Lake Ontario, need the ultimate in protection. They need presidential level personal attention as if they were VIPs. That's how I regard the Great Lakes, okay? Fresh water. It's so, we take that resource for granted living here in Western New York. There's always been the Niagara River. There's always been Lake Ontario. There's always been Lake Erie. And the reason we have the population that we have here now is because of the fresh water. Without fresh water, people can't exist, and it's that way around the world. Fresh water is requirement number one for civilization. So you got to protect it when you've got it. We've been given a geographical gift, thanks, by the way, to climate change, which melted the glaciers, which used to cover this area. But why confuse people with facts? But anyway, it is 3:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll be back with Jim Handley and your calls on the other side, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.